And welcome back, Keith Mills, Kadri Ismail, and Q, Ravens and Giants on Sunday. Before we talk about the Ravens, back in 2000, you guys had a stretch of five games. You didn't score a touchdown. You lost three of them. How did you come out of that?
Well, I like to think that we won the two of them, but you look at what happened going into the Cincinnati Bengals game. It was a mindset of leadership, and I thought that, you know, there were key guys in certain positions, myself included, as the leader of the wide receiver core, that, look, enough is enough. We got to look at each other in the eye and hold one another accountable. I thought we had our best week of practice, but we also went out there and focused in and got the job done.
Got it done. No finger pointing, which was key. No. Okay, which Giants team shows up? The one that scored 52 last week or the one that got shut out yesterday against Atlanta?
Well, you're probably going to see a mixture of two teams. Certainly, you know that Tom Coughlin has his teams, you know, bounce back well after, you know, an embarrassing loss. So I think it's going to be a challenge week yet again for the Ravens.
Ravens alluded yesterday to the fact that the Giants lost four in a row last year, got in the playoffs, got hot, won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, any team can get hot, and I think that's something that you look at if you're this Ravens ball club. It's an experienced enough ball club to bounce back off of this three-game skid.
Kickoff 4:25 Sunday. Ravens and Giants. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the game.